if we can do nothing else, I think what a great thing just to be able to stream or put in a Christmas movie and then pop some popcorn and sit around as a family and watch it.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, we are out of the starting gate. Thanksgiving is over, and today's December the 1st as we record this. My wife said last night, and it was like she just punched me right in the face. She said, "Well, you know, there's only 3 weeks from Saturday till Christmas." Yeah. And I just like,
ah.
It was more like this stunned silence. Like, there's no way. I mean, that can't be right.
Yep.
And I mean, I felt cold cocked by Thanksgiving. Like, it just came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. We've got our Christmas tree. And now we're 3 weeks from Saturday till Christmas? I mean, there is like, it's just impossible. I just don't know how that can be true, you know. And I don't know about you, Scott. Do you ever feel like, you know, you're kind of always thankful next year is going to be different. You know, next year I'm going to be more up and we're going to be.
Yes.
Well, I don't feel very up.
It's the eternal optimism and hope that we have. I keep thinking one of these years I'm going to have everything.
I'm
going to
be
together.
A good dad.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll have the lights up by you know, Halloween. I'll be ready for Christmas. Everything will
ready be to flip the switch the day after Thanksgiving.
I have all my shopping done by June.
I know it. Well, hey, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. So, how was your Thanksgiving? You had
it
like multiple
awesome
ones.
Yeah, we had a good time. Everybody was available, so we all got together and ate till we busted. And my daughter and her husband were
right,
down.
Right.
That was cool. So we got to see them
that's
a bunch.
Fun. And where do they live again? I know
Columbus.
I should know this. Columbus.
Yeah,
so not too terribly far away. So.
He's still at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a bitter, bitter pill to swallow for the football fans out there. The annual Michigan-Ohio State game was Saturday, and that team from up north won this year. So
oh, yeah.
That was ugly. There's much mourning and sadness and despair in Columbus this week.
Well, did it feel weird that they didn't have any like real Black Friday shopping?
Not to me, but yeah. I've been seeing Black Friday deals in my email for a month now. So.
I know. I get like Kohl's sends me 6 a day for the last year. But it just felt kind of weird. It felt like, what is wrong with this country?
I did actually venture out to a store for something. What did I go to buy? I went out on Black Friday to buy batteries or something. I forget what it was I needed.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like hardly anybody in the store. And it occurred to me while I was there, oh, yeah, today's Black Friday. Why isn't there anybody here? So it was weird.
I know. You know, I just always, I had fond memories of like Thanksgiving Day, you know, we would go through the newspaper and we would look at all the deals that were coming the next day. And I always kind of stayed home and watched kids, but my wife, you know, she would plan with her sister or some of the older kids like, oh, I'm going to go to Best Buy and we're going to check this out and we're going to do this. And there was like nothing. Nobody got out the newspaper, nothing. And I don't know about you. I'm starting to feel old, you know, just like I'm out of starting. Yes. I'm feeling out of step. You know, we were at Disney World and everybody wants you to do this mobile app ordering, you know, when you mm-hmm. want your food, like you have to order it like in the morning so you can have lunch and you have to. And I mean, and it's not just them. It's like everywhere we go, they're like pushing you to use their mobile app.
Oh yeah.
And it just feels like I just walk up to the counter and go, I just want a piece of pizza. You know, give me a piece of pizza. Well, have you tried our mobile app or can you go over here? You know, and I'm like, no, I want a piece of pizza.
Well, and some of them have started looking at you like, I don't know how to do that when you just want to order verbally. And they don't have a clue. But going back to the newspaper thing, I actually did buy a newspaper on Thanksgiving Day on my way over to my mother-in-law's house.
Really?
I stopped at UDF to get a newspaper. The one day of the year I want a newspaper, you know, because they have the turkey. Do they do the turkey thing all over the country, or is that just Cincinnati?
Where the turkey thing?
They have a contest where they have like a sketch of a turkey that they put in the paper a few weeks before, and then kids color it or people design it and whatever, and so you have different turkeys, and then they show all of the winners in the Thanksgiving Day newspaper. So it's very cute. There's kids have these little turkeys that they drew, and usually it's like Batman turkey or Bengals turkey or whatever that wins.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it's a silly tradition. Anyway, that's in the paper, so you want to see that. You want to see the ads, all that stuff.
Right.
I go in there to buy a newspaper, and there's one that's feeling a little lighter than usual because, you know, there's not as much advertising in.
Right.
You know, newspapers are going defunct. I get up to the counter, and then the guy's like, that'll be $5. I was like, wow, it's been a while since I've bought a newspaper, I guess.
Yep.
Last time I bought one, it was $1.50, and I thought that was expensive.
Yeah.
That's old, man. $5 for a newspaper?
It is. See, that is old. See, you're stuck. You're stuck in whatever age you got stuck in.
Yeah.
You know, where all the prices kind of just froze in your head.
Yes.
And now you spend the rest of your life going, I can't believe it costs that much.
I remember my fifth grade teacher telling us that he bought his car brand new for like $800.
Right.
When he had bought his first car. And we were all like, we don't know what that means. We're only 10.
Yeah, the old guy I used to go out to breakfast with, Marshall Griswold, every Tuesday. I mean, he was, say, when he was, you know, right out of high school, he made 25 cents an hour, you know.
I think that's what I made, too.
That's right, right. And now, they're like, around here, you know, $15 an hour, $18 an hour to work at a gas station, and nobody wants it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm thinking about doing a GoFundMe page, you know, project or whatever. Well, we went to see the movie Encanto the day after Thanksgiving. And, you know.
You had to sell the Family Man barn to be able to afford it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, some of the kids pay for theirs, so it makes it a little cheaper.
That's good.
Even though $11 I remember when you could go for $2 or whatever. $2 Tuesdays we used to go. But if you want a movie that is free from all crud, there's no underlying.
There's no hope. Forget it.
Yeah, you can go to see Encanto. It was a good family flick. It was okay. My daughter liked it. I thought it was okay. So, but it was clean. That was good.
Watch a rerun of The Incredibles.
You could do that as well. So, Scott, have you watched any Christmas movies yet?
We just did the one night of specials. We finally did the Thanksgiving and Christmas one, but I think I mentioned that last week, of Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't done the movies yet.
Yeah, we did a Home Alone 1, and then the next day we did Home Alone 2. I wanted to do a Home Alone 1, 2, like it was going to be something special, like a marathon. But my wife couldn't stay up that late, and so, you know, till 10:30. So we didn't do that. But we've seen a couple others. What else did we watch? Oh, I can't think. We watched something else, too. But I got my whole list, and my son Ben, he's like in stress trying to make sure he gets in all his favorites, which are many.
You really don't need to stress about that. It's okay, Ben.
I agree.
Does he listen to the show? He's probably waiting to heckle us, except we don't do it live, so. That's what I do. Sometimes when you guys are doing the Smiling Homeschooler, I'll just pop online to heckle Ben a little.
It is fun. And we appreciate it, Scott. So tonight is our first Advent night, family Advent night here at the Wilson House. And honestly, don't tell anybody, but you know, I'm not ready for it. I'm not mentally prepared for it. We've been doing them since time began. Since our kids were really little. And so we have one night a week, and if you've listened to the show before, you know that we do this. One night a week, and like we only have 3 weeks, so we're only going to do three of them. And we've got our little Advent wreath, you know, our Advent candles that we light, and we'll read a portion out of the Bible and read probably one of our stories. And again, if you haven't bit the bullet and bought one of our Christmas stories. You can get them online. You can buy them individually. That we have some holdovers from the old days that I think we're only selling for like $5 or $6 a pop, which is a super good deal. Or you can buy the whole set with 9 stories in it. I think it's $35, $33. It's an expensive book for us to make. But we've got some of those. But they're all enchanting. They all kind of point to the manger. And, you know, they're just good family reading times. So we'll do one of those tonight. And I know my kids are going to want to play To Bethlehem. I don't, you know, and, you know, we sell this game To Bethlehem. We've sold it for years. And lots of people are buying it right now. In fact, if you want one, you better get it because we're going to run out. We're just really slim. Scott, I think you can see over my shoulder just the little stack, big stack over there behind us that are still yet to be assembled. But
I can't believe Hasbro hasn't picked that up yet.
I know it.
Or whatever the other one. What's the other one?
I don't care who they are. Parker Brothers, anybody. Pick it up. And then I don't have to have my kids assemble it anymore. But it's a great game. But I know my kids are going to want to play it. And I'm like, I don't want to play it. I've played it too many times. But every year we get it out and we have a great time. And on the back of our board, we've taken a white one of those paint markers and we write the winner's name on it. And somehow it's kind of been this Christmas history of our family Christmas Advent time. So, Dad, I know it sounds like a pain. Like Scott said, we have these good aspirations and good, noble ideas, and then it just feels too hard, so we do nothing.
So you do what I do.
Well, can I just encourage you to bite the bullet and stop at our website and buy a game? They're, I don't know, $26 and probably about $8 to $10 of shipping. And I just wrote, someone wrote me yesterday and said, Todd, what's the deal? You know, I wanted to buy your products and I did, but man, your shipping's so expensive. I'm telling you, that's the way it is. You know, we're not Amazon. I can't get it to you any cheaper. I wish I could. I could elevate the price by $10 and then give you free shipping. But it just costs us that much. I mean, yesterday I spent $1,000 in shipping stuff out. And sometimes we have to eat the shipping on some of those. If you live out in Oregon, we can't get it to you cheap and we end up eating some of that. But I can remember more than one dad has said, you know, I was putting this off. I didn't want to do it. And I've seen your ad for years on the game and I got it. And I'm so glad we did. You know, it was so much fun. So bite the bullet and do it. By the way, Scott, I don't understand. And Scott, you can see this. You can see this hat that I'm holding in my hand.
The Fam Man hat.
Yes, it is so cool. It's got this like little leather patch on the front that says Fam Man. And again, we chose that logo for this project just because it fits better. It's a little more modern and it emphasizes the man part of Family Man. But it is a super, doesn't look very good over headphones, but it is a super cool, dope hat. And, you know, I thought it was interesting because as soon as I pulled them out of the box, all my young married kids were like, oh, that's a cool hat. My son-in-law, Josh, said, oh, can I get one of those for Christmas? You know, so if you have a young dad, you know, maybe a son or maybe a brother-in-law, or maybe you're a young dad and you want a cool hat, this is it. But apparently it is not flying off the shelves. I have no idea why, because it is a super cool hat. So maybe pick up one of those as well. Speaking of gifts. Oh, I should have said too, that the You to Dad daily calendar, we're starting to run low. I just saw someone ordered, you know, a bunch of them, 40 of them today to give to his friends. Another guy ordered 20 of them yesterday. You know, it warms my heart to see dads taking care of other dads. We've already shipped out lots of 30s and 20s because, you know, it's a good gift to give to the guys in your Sunday school class, to the guys in your small group, or maybe the guys in your office. And then here's the deal. I think you only have to order like 9 of them and you get free shipping, free shipping. So that's about as good as it gets in our shipping department. But if you want to do a gift that really matters and, you know, maybe in the past you've been doing Jimmy Dean sausages, which are fine. But if you want to do something maybe a little more eternal that will encourage some dads, do that. Again, I have dads who say, I never buy your calendar. So-and-so Bob always gets them for me and I can't wait every year to get a new one. So, you know, those guys, you might
It's your turn, some Dave.
Yeah, it's your turn, Dave.
Bob's bought enough. It's time for you to get some.
I don't care who buys them. Just buy them. So anyway. So talking about gifts, Scott, have you been thinking about your wife's Christmas gift?
Briefly. I thought for a moment, and then I moved on to something else.
You know, I honestly don't really have any great ideas for my wife. She keeps a list on her phone of things that she wants, so I took a picture of that list. And I'm going to get a few little things on it, but, you know, it's nothing exciting. Not that it always has to be exciting, but I do want it to feel like my wife thinks I care, as opposed to...
This could be the new vacuum year.
And she might like that. I don't know. But I think it just... They just want us to put some thought into it. You know, my dad, who's a great dad, would often on Christmas Eve, mind you know, walk out and go, well, I got to go do some Christmas shopping. Or he would be silent, say, I got some errands to run, which meant he was going to go, you know, shop for his wife, which, you know, my wife might take that as a not a good sign, yeah. You know. So Dad, start thinking about that. If you got some other gifts that you're going to make or build for your kids, again, those things, you know, we still have 3 weeks from Saturday to do that gift that you've been maybe talking about for a while.
Are you done building all the boxes for your kids?
You mean the memory boxes?
Yeah.
I've built one for all my kids. So all my kids have a memory box, but guess what? I've got grandchildren.
Ooh.
I've got a couple years kind of a reprieve because Renly's the oldest. She's only four. Yeah. So, you know, a couple more years and she'll get a box too. They're super easy to make. All my kids have them. They use them to store their treasures. And in fact, in the Family Man Weekly this week, I'm going to make a plug for Brian Schreckengoss. That's his last name, not a sneeze. Brian Schreckengoss and his family are making some wooden projects, and you can buy a nativity scene where you assemble it, $10 plus shipping. So I'll put those on the newsletter so you can take advantage of those. But that might be a good family advent craft that you can do. And again, those things become treasured heirlooms forever. We decorated our tree. We went and cut it down Sunday afternoon. And, you know, I like the kids have gotten ornaments from their grandmother, you know, one for each year. I calculated Debbie's mom has bought over 500 ornaments for her 27 grandkids.
Wow.
She stops when they graduate from high school. So, I mean, out of 27, there are only like four left who get an ornament, five, I think. And those are all fun and amazing. And I like them, and the kids really like them. But the ones I like are the ones my kids have made, and we stick on the tree or we stick around the house. And, you know, those are the ones that I think caused me to pause and look at and remember those days that we spent doing them. So there you go.
I need to do that. I need to pause and look at my tree a little bit. We kind of put it up and it was
in a hurry.
I don't know. I did all the lights on it, which we kind of shove the lights into the middle of the tree and try and make it look really full and beautiful. And and then, I don't know, everybody was fussy by the end of it. That was after the Michigan-Ohio State game, too. That might have had something to do with it. But we were putting up the tree while we were watching football, and we should have had Christmas carols on instead.
I know it. I know it, Scott. But, you know, and I really what I do is I take the ornaments down every year. And that kind of slows me down and where I can look at them, because sometimes like you said, in the putting up, it feels fast and furious and there are arms, you know, reaching in. But I know we have one tradition that's coming up is that we're going to sleep under a Christmas tree. We've done that for years and years and years. Again, I stole that from another dad who said with his kid that they would, one of their favorite memories is they would lay on the rack and look up through the branches of the Christmas tree. And I took it as maybe we could sleep around a Christmas tree. And so we've done that for years. And even some of our adult kids will join us. My wife usually starts and then slips upstairs to her bed where it's nice and comfy. But You know, we'll do that soon. And again, one of those slowdown times. And really, that's kind of Christmas, you know, a slowdown time, you know, where maybe you watch something. And I'm huge into Christmas movies because they take like zero effort. You know, all you have to do is show up. And if we can do nothing else, I think what a great thing just to be able to stream or put in a Christmas movie and then pop some popcorn and sit around as a family and watch it. And those things have become, you know, those memories are so strong for my children. In fact, you know, we have older children now who are married, and I mean, we have to tell them when we're watching Home Alone because they're like, will you watch it without us? And I'm like, yes, we did. We cannot watch them all together. But somehow they have this desire to be with us doing them. And what I think, and I, maybe you would echo this, Scott, is that, you know, those special times are not, it's not about the movie. And it's not just about family closeness. Sometimes I think that those times cement all the things that we talk about. So when we talk about spiritual things and we talk about God and the truth and what he wants for our lives, when we do those things, that kind of ties them all together. And so when they watch 40 years from now, when I'm gone, you know, and they're watching the Polar Express, they'll think of their dad and they'll think of the things that I believed in, the things that I stood for, the relationship I have with God and with them. And really, it becomes something that cements those things. You can't walk away from that. But again, if we're maybe too busy, you know, we miss out on all that. And then all those things that we've taught them, I don't think stick in the same way. So
you said something in there that caught my attention when you said that we just slow down at Christmas time and have that family time, you know, like, I remember that from my childhood.
Yeah.
I'm suddenly aware and maybe a little afraid that I'm not making that happen for my kids, at least not as much as I'd like. I'm afraid I might be letting them see a little too much of the stress of the holidays and,
yeah.
And oh my gosh, we got to do this again. Like, my kids don't need to see all that. I need to make it the atmosphere where they can slow down and remember it like I did, you know?
And that's a good point because, you know, and I even have told my wife that I feel like sometimes the stress of this season has taken away that, taken away the, where you don't look forward to it as much. Now, I think our kids are maybe kind of impervious to that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe they don't see that. Maybe they will still feel all these times, you know, feel the slowness of it. I don't know. Well, even like you said, even your newspaper thing with the turkeys in it. I mean, that is as slow as you can go. And silly things like that, I think are so, so cool. So important.
Yep.
Well, hey, Dad, before we kind of run this thing down, I do want to pray for a couple guys. We mentioned a couple weeks ago that Jeremy Nunez, maybe we mentioned last week, he's kind of getting over COVID. Philip Nenadov, I don't know how you say his last name. I know I butchered it. There's like a lot of letters in there. But Philip, he wrote me from the hospital with oxygen stuck up his nose, not a tube, but just, you know, just those little things around. And I could tell he was, you know, he wrote me, you know. So we're going to play from Philip and then my friend Rudy Hugo. Scott knows who he is. He's a big guy, but down in New York, whose entire family has COVID as well. And let me just say before we pray, Dad, stay off the news because, you know, they keep this, even this new strain that they've given a name. And I'm like, they named it. You know, we should never give it a name. It will scare you if you look at it and read it and inundate yourself with it. I just think, you know, I'm just refusing. When I hear it come on the radio, I turn it off. Not because I'm putting my head in the sand, but it's just really, it's unavoidable. It's just, that's the way it is. And, you know, I just think it's interesting. It just feels like everybody's got to have to get this thing. If you've got it, you're You know, it doesn't even matter. God's in control of this whole thing. And that's what we tell our kids. You know, the stats are so, so small. But that's not, we don't put our hope in stats. And then God's in control of this. He's, you know, so you're going to be okay. So how about we pray for Philip and Rudy and Jeremy as he recovers. Let's just pray together. Father, we thank you that you are in control of all things and that you have appointed for us to die. And we don't have to be afraid of anything. And even as the hype is super scary on everything, whether it's global warming or race or, Lord, we just thank you that for the time you've given us to live in and that as far as things go, this is not very bad. And I pray for Philip and I pray for Rudy, who I'm going to guess are more afraid than they are even sick. And I pray that you would just give them a peace that passes all understanding and that you would meet them. You'd give the doctors wisdom and the doctors would be kind and the nurses as well. And we thank you that Jeremy is feeling better and we ask that you continue to work in him. I know he's got some comedy things that are coming up soon, and it's hard to be funny when you don't feel great. And we just thank you that we can lead our families. And I pray as I got an email that a young dad died. I don't think from COVID, but just died suddenly. That we don't know when our appointed time is. I pray that we would use this time, maybe this month, to slow down a little bit, to focus on you, to enjoy each other. And I just pray that you would be glorified as we lead our families. And we pray all this in your name. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, Scott, I was saying last night to Ben that I don't know, every year when I start talking about Christmas, there are always people who will say, well, we don't celebrate Christmas. You know, we don't do all this. And in fact, I remember there was a guy at our church who was like, oh, we don't celebrate these pagan holidays, you know, that how the Druids, they worship trees. And I'm like, I don't even know any Druids. And, but I can remember saying to this one dad, well, what month do you use to just enjoy your family as much as I enjoy my family during the month of December? And he was like, he didn't have one. Mm-hmm. So I would take advantage of this time. And again, as I was saying, and I probably said before, you know, I celebrated my birthday a month ago. And what I love most about my birthday is not that what they do for me, but as my family gathers together and has a fun time together, I like enjoying them as they enjoy my day. And I think certainly the Father and the Son certainly enjoy us, his family, enjoying him as we celebrate his birthday. So, Dad, start planning. Go buy the game. Get a calendar for you and a couple other dads. Get that very cool dope hat. You know, bite the bullet. Pay the shipping. Try an Advent night. Or just turn on your TV. Put on, stream a Christmas favorite. And sit there through the whole thing. And then do it again a couple nights later. And do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at Scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.